It's sunny inside the WGXC studio because Sarah Van Buren and Melissa Oftemar are now here. Hello.
Hi. This is our first visit to the land.
You can pull that over there a little bit.
Thank you.
Next to you.
Yes, welcome to Acre.
Nice guys, foliage.
You guys are normally known in Hudson for running Basilica Hudson and are here, I guess, to tell us what's going on at Basilica Hudson these days. I guess you're getting ready for the Farm and Flea.
Yeah, which is our closing event of the season. We're a seasonal big factory.
It's so big to heat that place
in
the winter, huh?
That's why we secretly create ice rinks, 5,000 square feet of ice for children and hockey fans to slide about. No, we really, Thanksgiving weekend, Basilica Farm and Flea, our third year, is the last event of the season before we open up again in the spring with the 24-hour drone festival.
And is it a flea market that people can sign up for and sell their wares?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's the most successful of our events. It became obvious to me a few years ago when I came up with the idea that the abundance of talent, of course, between collectors, makers, farmers in Hudson Valley was something we should find an organized structure to celebrate. And the first one we had was such an outrageous success. We continue to build every year. Last year we had about 100 vendors, over 7,000 people over the weekend, and you get this incredible diverse understanding of all the individuals that are making by hand or collecting or cultivating things in this area. It's like a beautiful showcase of everything. So it's a large-scale market with focusing on vintage, one-of-a-kind, handmade, agricultural. It's just a beautiful
event.
What is
the farm part of it?
The farm part, there are... From this year, we'll be focusing on some cider, up-and-coming cider makers, and we have regular visits from, Camp Hill has always been a part, being present to educate what they do, and then there's individual farm stands, individual farms that are selling their goods, and then it's food made by some of the greatest people in the area that obviously source locally and all that. So Nicole Labou from Kite's Nest, for example, is always one of the featured food vendors. And it's just a way to experience everything that's good.
And it's Thanksgiving weekend, so it's sort of an alternative to going to the mall.
It's exactly.
Sort of creating
it's
a mini
market.
Pop-up mall.
Exactly. And it's we do on Friday night, we have a big Black Friday soiree, cocktails and sales, where it's highlighting the need and the want to support individual makers and not, avoiding the mall version of the holiday gift giving. Because everything you need for Christmas, if you even believe in gifts, can be found at this. And in turn, you'd be supporting an individual who's working really hard at making unique, special things.
And if people's farms or they make things or they sell things, can they still get involved? Can they contact you? Or
it's all booked up. We had a record-breaking amount of applications this year. Last year we were maxed out, and then this year in early applications we had more application from vendors than ever before. So we are expanding into a couple other areas of the building to be able to try to accommodate. So it would be for next year, but I highly recommend that any vendor come to see how exciting it is to just watch the vendors be so... Some of the people like Lauren Giambroni from Good Fight Herb Remedies, it's her biggest weekend of the year as far as selling goods, and it's really exciting to see people be so empowered by what they do in their small, usually home-run business.
And so are you guys now getting ready for next year, or do you take a break, or what's going to go on next year?
Yeah, the winter is the hibernation moment, obviously. It's the time where we build up what will happen next year, and it starts with a 24-hour drone, experiments in sound and music, which we hope to spin some Wave Farm WGXC love into next spring. So we'll see. I mean, we're starting to plan that now. Right, Sarah? Any space news on that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the wintertime and working with Melissa on the drone event, which will be our season opener at the end of April when things start to get warm again.
Yeah. And if people don't know, give people just a general idea of what Basilica is and does.
Basilica is a multidisciplinary space for arts and community. And we're in the process of becoming a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So this is sort of, this is a really interesting and integral year for us at the Basilica as we make that transition.
And you've got a couple of these anchor events that happen every year, the drone and the soundscape in September and the farm and flea in November.
And the ramp fest.
And the
too.
Ramp fest, yeah. Is that May?
That's May. Yeah, we have these annual events, which have now become our tried and true anchors that represent the space, for those who haven't been there, is 17,000 square feet of beautiful industrial factory circa 1880s.
What did they make in there?
It was a forge and foundry for steel railway wheels originally, and then it went through a bunch of failed industries, one of them being paper railway wheels, apparently. We saw an old ad for that, and I didn't go very far. But then it was a very stable glue factory for a few decades through the 80s. And that is essentially why that beautiful building wasn't knocked down, as it had one continuous factory as opposed to all the sister buildings to that industrial era in that area of Hudson,
there was a whole
New York
neighborhood of similar, yeah, buildings. Like, you have the two buildings
dozens,
left, I guess, right?
Exactly. There's the little one at the waterfront park, the little sister building to ours, but there was a dozen of those. It was called Simpsonville, and it was a, you know, beacon of hope and industrial era, and all of them got knocked down to make these flat, you know, either 1950s, 70s, these different era of factories that are now, you know, less appealing to the eye. So ours really stands out of this as this beautiful industrial church. And so our events try to embrace the scale of the building, because the building is really the central muse. The building, the location, and the history, you know, it's built on the landfill of the bay where Henry Hudson and the Nantucket Whalers and everybody settled and chose this to be a semi-center of the universe. So we really take from the geographical location and the architectural impressive. It's still standing without, you know, there's nothing wrong with that building. It's stronger than any building in Hudson, probably. And so we really use that as inspiration as to how to build these large destination annual events that hopefully reflect these amazing talents that we know live in abundance in the Hudson Valley.
Now, you are trying to do this pretty large scale venue, and do you have help from the city, or is it do you have problems like you had sewer issues, I guess, a couple years ago, and then have you solved all that? And
well, the sewer system in Hudson, New York, has some trouble. There doesn't seem to be any immediate plan to fix it. So, in fact, lots of homeowners and us suffer from the broken backing up sewer system. Luckily, hasn't been that bad in the past couple of years, but that's a city issue that, no, we don't have much progress in trying to, because that's a $20 million plan that city is going to have to figure out at some point. We have, I guess we work pretty autonomously. The city,
they just put up signs to stop people from cutting through the back way to L&B.
Yeah, that's our neighbors at L&B. They have a particular right-of-way thing, and it gets a bit confusing because now there's a lot of artist studios opening up on that side of the L&B building, and a lot of it are clear synergy between our programming and the people who have moved there, and it took a while for the landlords to figure out that actually they're interacting as opposed to being a conflict of traffic or parking. That's improving the relationships with the neighbors. But to quote them at one point, they said, well, you put the arts in an industrial park. And I said, well, the industrial park wasn't very active when we arrived here. So now we're putting the arts in an industrial park. Sure. But lots of arts in your own building. So there's like an interesting, exciting, for those who don't know that edge of town for Hudson, it's the kind of, it's the southern frontier by the train station where there is, you know, the streetlights and the sidewalks end. And then we have this industrial, beautiful wasteland that we call our home.
You're in the epicenter of kind of all kinds of controversies there, the bay and the waterfront and the railroad and the town.
Gravel, trucks, you know, industrial ports, Swiss cement plants, all kind of, you know, illegal truck routes. It's through environmentally protected wetlands. It's a pretty, it's a hotbed of topics around there. But it definitely keeps keeps the building energized because we keep a very, it helps us. It's almost like a filter of seeing what's really going on in Hudson, New York. But we love, you know, we've been very fortunate in terms of the reception near and far, people who travel to experience things in that building. And I really do think that the building and obviously ease between the train station and how beautiful Hudson, New York is to just walk the streets. It's just a really exciting place to take a day visit or a weekend visit. And it's really great to be a gateway to introduce people to this area, to be able to have a big event like that and have people come through our doors, look at the building as the first gateway of what is this place? How did this thing not fall down? Or how are you doing this experimental music thing and this huge, how does this work? How does it, you know, what is Hudson about? And it's been really rewarding because when Tony Stone, co-founder, and I moved to Hudson, we didn't realize what we were moving into until we were living there, learning about the history, the eclectic, diverse history of Hudson. Anyone would know, it's just so mind-blowing. And so I learn new things every day. And the way that we fell in love and discovered Hudson is sort of a lot what we want to share and create at Basilica's to introduce that same experience to people. Because it's a never-ending story. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. You know, it's a frontier land. I mean, we know there's a lot of change going on, and specifically in the past year or two, but it's still a big mystery, you know, where it will go and where it's been.
I wonder what kind of you've had some large festivals and things. Do people mostly come up on the train? Do they come up for the afternoon? Do you find that we don't have enough hotel spaces in Hudson for what you do? Or what other kind of civic needs mm-hmm. have you found from what you're doing?
I mean, I'd say our audience is pretty adventurous. So, for example, for Basilica Soundscape, where we really do encourage a weekend immersive experience and not just come for the day, or and the trains do end, as we know, early. If the trains ran later, we'd have a much better time with our audience. I think it would be much easier if the trains ran later. But for Soundscape, we're very fortunate that we built a relationship with a campground in Ghent, and we shuttle people out there, and hundreds of people sleep in the woods apparently comfortably, or wet sometimes in September. But yeah, there's a lack of hotel. I think what you really need, though, because there's a lot of fancy, you know, our audience is very diverse, and if there was like a really cool youth hostel type of thing that was similar to what I've seen in Berlin or in like places where youth, that someone could make a really incredible, you know, it could be a part-time artist residency, and it could be a part-time people traveling from afar who want to experience Hudson, because you can't really stay in a modest, reasonable place in Hudson. It's beautiful for a luxury weekend, but that's a struggle for sure, as our audience isn't quite the high-end B&B. There are, definitely, it's a mixed audience, but for the music events and the art events we do, I wish that there was an easier place for a working artist to stay. So we'll see what happens with that.
But there are plenty of places for them, your audiences, to eat and to shop, I guess.
So. New bars, lots of drinking holes. You know, Hudson used to have, you know, in the height of the red light district, 80 bars to the small 10x10 block town. And then we went down to like 3 when I moved here like 8 years ago. Now we're back to like maybe 8. There's some cool bars.
And so what is there anything going to be different next year, or do you have anything in mind already? What's you're working on, or anything at all you can give us a hint about next season?
I mean, I think sustainability and really honing in on what we already have going on. We created the Basilica with a lot of experimenting and a lot of passion, and this is the year that we want to be able to create a fundamental infrastructure and sustainability plan, because a lot of it was, you know, Tony and I moved up to the area to work on art, in the end found a creative passage with Basilica, but it's now sort of stepping back and really seeing how far we've come. It's our 5th year, so we established in 2010. We have these anchor events. We want those to continue and those to sustain, and we want to be able to begin to expand our strength in knowing how to make this a lifelong institution. We would like to just take a moment and figure out how to make such a wild dream sustainable. That's really the plan for this coming year or two.
If you just tuned in, we're talking with Melissa Oftemar and Sarah Van Buren from Basilica Hudson. You guys want to give us people web link and information if they can go to, and tell us again the information about the Farm and Flea event. When is that?
So you can find out all about Basilica Hudson by going to our website at basilicahudson.org. We also have a separate website specifically about the Farm and Flea event, which is coming up Thanksgiving weekend this November, and that's basilicafarmandflea.com. And the Farm and Flea is Friday, November 27th through Sunday, November 29th, pretty much all day each day.
So. Friday night is the Black Friday soiree that will have lots of ciders tastings and local spirits and lots of more of a...
You're creating bar number 9.
Yeah, exactly. For just the Black Friday anti-mall sprawl, come to Basilica Hudson.